It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The steps of Pittsburgh are as much a part of the city's iconic geography as the bridges and tunnels. However, maintaining them is not an easy task, especially when so much of the city's infrastructure needs work. A Southside group has recently received a grant to make much-needed repairs to the steps of the Southside slopes. I'm joined now by Brad Palmasino, board member of the Southside Neighborhood Association. Brad, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me.
And we invited a representative from the city to join us, but had not received a response as of our airtime today. So, Brad, I'm going to ask you to just slide over toward that microphone there. There you go, so we can hear you. What is the main cause of damage to the 68 sets of steps in the neighborhood?
Well, mostly the steps, it's just a matter of age. You know, 100 years ago, the original sets of steps, and the steps were sort of the first mass transit system in the city. So workers would commute down the hillside to the J&L steel mills, you know, on the south side slopes specifically, and all over the city. So they originally were wooden steps. And most of the concrete steps that we see now date back to a Depression-era Works Progress Administration project.
So we're looking at the, like, mid-30s there.
30s and 40s.
And this would have been a time when I guess it was really not until after World War II that every family owned a car. In the 30s, a lot of workers relied on mass transit or these steps that you would walk to get where they needed to go, right?
Absolutely. And it's our connection to the Southside Flats, you know, the business district on the flats. And so they're a critical infrastructure. You know, now they're approaching 80 years old, and so it's just time for them to be renovated.
And so how closely will you be working with the city's interns who are evaluating the steps so as not to repeat efforts and move the progress the whole process along faster?
Right. Well, that's one of the main challenges of this grant. And $100,000 will not go very far in terms of maintaining the infrastructure, but it's a great start. And so the Southside Slopes Neighborhood Association back in 2008 commissioned a study of the staircases. And we were only because of funding constraints able to do the eastern half of the steps, of the slopes. So what we wanted to do with this grant was to continue that so that we approach the repair of them in a methodical sort of fashion. So when we got word that the city was going to do their own assessment of the steps, we'd much rather use our funds to repair stairs than to redo an assessment that the city has already done. So we're going to be working with Department of Public Works to use their information. And we were able to share our GIS data and everything from our engineering study with the city back in 2008. So we hope to work with them. And if they're going to do the assessment, then we can just use all of our money for step repair.
So how's the communication been between you and the city? Because I'm guessing that in order to maximize the use of your funds, as you say, you would need to know what exactly the city is going to take responsibility for and then do whatever's left over.
Right.
Do you have a clear picture of that at this point?
It's beginning to take shape, yes. I've met with Director Gable, and you know, we want to be viewed as a partner in this you know, this effort, because we understand that this infrastructure is really expensive and the city only has a certain budget. So, you know, if we're going to put our money where our mouth is, and if we're going to advocate that these stairs be repaired and replaced with like stairs instead of, you know, sidewalks and ramps, we want to try to help partner to find funds for it.
One question that might occur to people is, why do you care so much about this? You mentioned that the steps in there in a historical context have a use that is integral to how people used to move about this city. But now pretty much everybody drives. There are all sorts of ways, you know, you may not see as much of a need for the steps. So someone might reasonably ask, take this in the spirit in which it's asked, who cares?
Fair enough. And I would say if you've never lived in the Southside Slopes, you might not understand that. You know, I grew up in the suburbs in Pleasant Hills, and you're right, everyone drove into town. But there's a concerted movement now to move back into cities. And so if the city and the county want to make, you know, the urban areas more marketable, It's a parking, you know, there's not enough parking in the city. People want to be able to walk around. And so that's like a big movement. And so we were able to make the case with this grant request that the marketability of the slopes and the economic impact was a very good investment for the city. You know, in 2008, the market value assessment, the city's market value assessment showed that the properties in the flats were, you know, twice the value of properties in the slopes. So if there's even a small, you know, movement for those property values increase in the slopes to what they are in the flats, then that's a great payback and even tax revenue. So economically, it makes sense. In terms of the quality of life, the people that live in the slopes, they're arguably more important. The staircases are more important to the quality of life of the slopes than the streets. I walk to work every day downtown. And so I walk them twice a day, and I would say that a lot of my friends and a lot of the younger community-minded people, they're moving into the slopes, as well as the older residents. I live next door to a lovely lady who she walks down to the grocery store every day down the 18th Street steps. So they're very important to the quality of life in making the Southside Slopes neighborhood a functional neighborhood.
And Brad, you know, this is radio, so you want to paint pictures for people that they can imagine. And as you visualize Brad, he's a guy who looks to be in shape, and that's probably from walking the stairs, right?
It's part of it. It's the whole lifestyle of. I mean, that we walk. That's what we like to do.
We could solve the obesity problem that exists if everybody took the stairs. And by the way, I'm shocked to hear you say there's a parking problem in Pittsburgh. You can join the conversation by calling 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. What do you think should be done to fix the steps? How are the steps where you live? If the steps were in better shape, would you use them more often? Is it something that you haven't considered before but might consider now that you know about all of these steps and where they can take you without having to use a car? 412-246-2002 is the number to call. Email is esspgh at wesa.fm and on Twitter at esspgh, hashtag EPLive. And on Twitter, Olivia tweets, let's paint them and or add lights like the 18th Street steps. How beautiful are those at night, says Olivia. And I've seen those steps. They, at first, not knowing what they were, driving at night and making that, you know, crossing Carson Street onto 18th, you see it from a distance and you're thinking, what is that? Is that a – it looks like there should be a spaceship on top of those steps. But they look futuristic and appealing.
Yes, it was a fantastic effort, and I'm glad she brought it up because as part of that study back in 2008, what grew out of those funds that we were able to secure back in 2008 was the study, and then we were able to do actual concrete repairs to the 18th Street steps. And with those efforts, a few years later, we were able to leverage a $150,000 grant from Duquesne Light to do that lighting project. And so it's a fantastic example of what we're trying to do is bring attention to the steps, fix them up, and make them something awesome.
We have a tweet from Ben who says, what can we learn from other cities with public steps in places like Italy and Hong Kong?
I feel those places, and I've seen pictures of the fantastic sets of steps in it, and it really is the fact that when you celebrate something and you that's functional and beautiful, it can be a really, really big draw for the city. Every fall, the Southside Slopes Neighborhood Association hosts Step Trek, which is a self-guided walking tour of the steps. And this year it will be October 4th. And every year we change the routes a little bit to keep it interesting, but also to, you know, bring different attention to different sets of steps. So it's a matter of celebrating, you know, things that are arguably sometimes mundane, but to make it really awesome.
And I think that there was a tweet that we had referring to that event. If we can pull that up, I'll mention that. David on Twitter asks, could steps be offered for adoption by private citizens to sponsor the maintenance? Kind of like Adopt a Highway,
right.
I guess.
Right. And with the Neighborhood Association, we've toyed with that Adopt a Step program, and it's been on our books for years. It's just, you know, the Southside Slopes Neighborhood Association is an all-volunteer group. And so we try. We're just always not as efficient at getting those programs going. So we're happy to have any sort of volunteer help that we can. And we would encourage that.
412-246-2002 is the number to call if you'd like to join our conversation with Brad Palmasino, board member of the Southside Neighborhood Association, a group that has recently received a grant to make much-needed repairs to the steps of the Southside Slopes. Let's go to the phones. We have Silky in Mount Washington. Silky.
Hi there.
Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
How are you?
Great. Just love this conversation. We live in Mount Washington, and we would definitely, I mean, your question was, if the steps were maintained, would you use them more? And I know in Mount Washington, there are a few sets of stairs that not only take you, like, up and down the front of that hill, but they're like a linear set of steps that go from one end to the other that are often, like, covered in overgrown, or they're the railings are rusted out at the bottom. And we just reroute our kids, and we usually take the long way around or we drive. And we just wanted to say, and the question I have is, what else goes with considering, like, replacing steps? I mean, other than stairs, like, the ground, what other work is involved in securing new steps?
Good question.
Right. Well, to your point, you're correct that if the steps were maintained, I feel that people would use them more. You know, we truly believe that they're a public transit system. And so if you make the analogy that, like, you know, when you eliminate the Port Authority bus routes, and the city has said that maybe they're going to have to eliminate some routes of some steps because of repair costs. So that's all well and good from like a big scale. But if it's the steps in front of your house and you eliminate them, just like eliminating a bus route, at some point you end up with this death spiral where the whole system doesn't work and there's not enough comprehensive, you know, a network to be able to use them. So we're really worried that the fact that if you start picking and choosing which steps you let, you know, you demolish or you don't repair, that you won't have a network. And so people won't be able to use them as sort of a comprehensive transportation system.
Well, hopefully these will be fixed up to the point, Silky, where you and others on Mount Washington are able to use them. 412-246-2002, the number to call. Meanwhile, on Twitter, which is ESSPGH, hashtag EPLive, we have Kara, who says she uses the steps every day and is excited that work is being done to preserve them. Is that a fairly common reaction now that you're hearing?
It is. And again, that's one of the things that's great about the grant. We'll be able to repair some steps, but it also helps us promote the fact that this infrastructure is important to us and make sure that we keep it in front of the city officials and make sure that they understand that this is serious, you know, infrastructure, and it really, really impacts our city.
And Brad, what are some of the points that you make in your application for getting a grant to repair the slope steps?
Well, we made the economic case that I spoke about earlier, in that you know, purely economics would dictate that if we make the infrastructure of our city better, it will encourage people. You know, I'm a mid-30s professional. I moved to the city. Some of my friends that live in suburb areas think I'm crazy. And I maintain that it's fantastic to be able to have the amenities of a city. And a lot of that is how, you know, accessible things are. So I use the steps to get to the bus. I use the steps to get down to the entertainment district on Carson Street. So it's those amenities that make people want to live in an urban area.
Are there any other cities in the United States that have anything like what we have here with our network of steps?
There are 712 steps, or 712 sets in the city of Pittsburgh, 68 of which are in the South Side Slopes. I know San Francisco has a pretty big network of steps, obviously, because of their topography. We've been in contact with some people from Cincinnati, and I believe they have a pretty nice network of steps.
412-246-2002 is the number to call. That's 412-246-2002 to get in our conversation with Brad Palmasino, who is a board member of the Southside Neighborhood Association. And I want to clarify something that you just said. Is that 712 staircases or full flights of steps that we're talking about here?
There's always a little bit of debate about that. It's 712 staircases. But there's some sets, and that's why there's a little bit of discrepancy in the numbers. Eleanor Street, for instance, is a road that runs in the slopes from Josephine Street up towards Arlington. It's a road, and then it turns into a set of steps. Then it turns back into a road, and then back into a set of steps. So depending on whether you count that as one set or two set, there's a little bit of variability in the numbers.
Eleanor Street is a very steep street.
Yes.
Yeah, there's some crazy steep streets on the South Side Slopes. And you know, you would think that that, you know, people back in the day would have you know, that might have been their only way out of, you know, in and out of the slopes would be to take those steps.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the things that's, I think, important, and it came up, you know, last November, Public Works had replaced a set of stairs with a concrete, you know, at grade ramp that sort of was the same grade as the street. The steps are much safer than trying to walk up a ramp. And if you don't believe me, go try it. If, you know, if you walk a 15 or 20% grade street, which is some of the really steep streets in the slopes, the steps are much safer in terms of your knees and your back and not, you know, ruining something about your body. So we advocate that the steps remain because of a safety issue too.
Now, you mentioned the Step Trek. Tell us about this particular. What do you know about this event?
Well, this fall will be the 14th year that we've done Step Trek. It was started back in 2000 as a way to bring attention to this infrastructure and to try to work with the city to maintain it. So it's the primary fundraiser for the Southside Slopes Neighborhood Association. We have wonderful sponsors. We usually get between 800 and 1,000 people come out, and they pay $15 or $20 for a guide. And we put signs up on the steps, and we have water stations, and we've got food, and we've got music. And so it's a great community event to celebrate the steps.
I'm guessing you would have to train to do that.
No, because the beauty of the steps is you can take your time and walk them. And so it's a self-guided tour. So if you want to take your time and enjoy the views and enjoy the day, that you're perfectly welcome to do that.
Well, that's in October. And Ben has tweeted, I hope Paul will come walk Step Trek with us this year. And I will promise that if I'm of sound mind and body on October 4th and don't have a hockey game that day, that I will, in fact, do the event. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, we'd love to have you.
And it would be a great way to promote what is a very good cause, and a cause that is near and dear to the heart of our guest, Brad Palmasino, board member of the Southside Neighborhood Association, a Southside group that has That is an indication to us that we have phone calls. That's the signal we get from the booth that there are phone calls. So before I wrap this up, I almost prematurely jumped away before we had a chance to get to some folks who've been waiting to talk to you, Brad, including Mike on the South Side, who has a question. Mike, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to know how and when were the steps funded and made? That's my question. Thank you.
How and when were the steps funded and made?
Most of the concrete stairs now were made back in the 30s and early 40s. And they were funded, a lot of them were public works projects, Depression era sort of Works Progress Administration public works projects.
Okay. Thank you for that, Mike. Let's go to Mark in South Hills. Mark, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Well, thank you very much. I had recently been in Washington, PA, and I came across a book that was written in 2004. It was called The Steps of Pittsburgh, A Portrait of the City by Bob Reagan, and it had some of the historic pictures of the steps that were down in Pittsburgh.
Interesting. Yeah,
this is a fantastic book.
And the other thing is they had a picture of this of steps that actually went up from Carson Street up into Mount Washington, and it ran along the hillside there. But they were wooden steps, and they didn't last very long.
Does it say anything in the book, Mark, about the ghost?
No. But my father told me the story about how somebody was paid halfway up to actually scare people from walking up and down the steps so that they would ride the incline instead of walk the steps.
Brad, that's not urban legend necessarily, is it?
I don't know. It depends. Probably not. Stranger things have happened on the steps, I'm sure.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark. And we'll take one last call from Nancy in Garfield. Nancy, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for taking my call. I had 2 points. One was the question, actually, you mentioned Cincinnati and San Francisco. I had heard from a few different people that their steps combined still did not equal our steps, both San Francisco and Cincinnati, that we actually held strongly as number one in the country. And the second point, so I wanted to see if you'd heard that. The second question I can take off air the responses. Just wondering about other historical transportation modes, including the incline. I'd heard there used to be an incline in Polish Hill, and people talked about a zip line being added in Pittsburgh, and just seeing if your organization and your work feels partnered and kindred with other kinds of historical or creative ways of getting up and down our unique landscape. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Sounds like you really want those bragging rights to the having the most steps. So what do you know about that, Brad? Does, in fact, Pittsburgh have more steps than Cincinnati and San Francisco combined?
Boy, I don't have the numbers in front of me to comment, but I do know that we by far have the most steps.
Okay, and last point, we need to go through this quickly because we're over time here, but the other modes of transportation Nancy was asking about.
There were inclines in all over the Mount Washington area, because if you think about it, before the tunnels were put in, you pretty much had to go up over Mount Washington to get to the South Hills. And so there was a Knoxville incline, I know, and a Mount Oliver incline in the slopes. And we do try to use – if you look – if you know where to look, you can see the old retaining walls and old vestiges of that infrastructure that went away. And we work to try to keep those areas clean and promote them as historical value to our neighborhood.
And one last tweet about people asking about public art on the stairs. Is that something that you would promote?
Yeah, we would love it. We'll look at any ideas to promote the steps.
Yeah, because she's asking, where is the public art on the stairs? Because we have tons of public art elsewhere. Well, all sorts of infinite possibilities for the Southside Steps. Our guest has been Brad Palmasino, board member of the Southside Neighborhood Association. Brad, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And coming up, why is the billboard at Highland and Baum getting so much attention? It's Essential Pittsburgh at 90.5 WESA.